Hey, Shirley, you seen Rod?
No. Rerun, what are you doing here? I thought you always watched the cartoons on Saturday morning.
I do. But Rod's told us to meet him here. Oh, I wonder what Rod wants.
Hey, what's happening?
Why do you want us to meet you? Yeah, man, what's up, Rod? You want to see us?
Shirley, huh? Shirley. Three banana splits with extra cherries, extra cream, and please keep the change.
Well, all right. Well, thank you, sir.
As my friend Jimmy Carter would say, peanuts, my dear, peanuts.
So what's up, Raj?
I sold my first story. I'm a professional writer now.
All right, get down, Raj. $35.
Who'd you sell the story to?
A magazine.
Great. Time? Newsweek?
No, this magazine's for younger people.
Playboy? Penthouse?
No. Little Miss Muffet.
Right, Little Miss Muffet. I used to read that when I was 9.
I still do.
What kind of story did you write, Raj?
Oh, it's called Mr. Beaver Builds a Dam and Saves the Town of Gumdrop Falls.
Wow!
What's it about?
I'll let you read it tonight at my big party.
Big party?
Yep, my mama thought it'd be a great idea to get my closest friends together and celebrate this milestone in my life.
Shirley, we have a celebrity at our table.
Oh, yeah, I know. Jaws.
He means Raj.
Yeah, Roger sold his first story to a magazine.
Hey, that's great, Raj. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Shirley. Hey, my mama's throwing a party for me tonight. I want you to come.
Hey, I'll be glad to, Raj.
All right.
Raj, you couldn't have sold that story at a better time.
Why is that, Dwayne?
Well, I've been sitting next to this girl in study hall for 2 months, and this party's a great excuse for me to ask her out.
What's her name, Dwayne?
It's a great excuse for me to ask her that, too.
Oh, you bringing a date, Raj?
Yeah, Gloria.
Well, who you gonna come with, Rerun?
Rerun with a date? She'll have to be a double date.
For your information, I already have a date for tonight.
Really? Is it animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Her name is Priscilla Endicott.
Priscilla Endicott?
Oh, get down, Rerun. How'd you get a date with her, man?
Oh, I promised to do some homework for her.
What homework?
Paint her room.
So anyway, it's all set. The party's at my house at 8.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Shirley, who you gonna come with?
Oh, I just remembered. I don't think I can make it.
Is it because you can't get a date?
No, it's not. I can get a date anytime I want to.
Yeah, sure, I didn't mean anything.
Then if you didn't mean anything, don't say anything.
Did I say anything wrong? Did I, Dwayne?
I don't know.
Thanks, Dwayne.
You know what? We probably really made her feel bad because you know she can't get a date.
So what's wrong with her coming by herself?
That's her. That's her.
Who?
You know, the girl in my study hall. You know, what's her name?
It's perfect. Call her over and ask her out tonight.
Ask her in front of you guys?
Yeah, just ask her.
What if she says no?
You'll get over it.
Raj, what if she says yes?
Will you just go over there and ask her? Oh, man, I really wish Shirley could come to the party tonight.
Gee, we gotta find her a date. Hey, there's Marvin. Maybe he'll take Shirley.
Hey, it's worth a try.
Hey, Marvin!
Hey!
What's happening?
What's happening with you guys?
Hey. Well, I'm throwing this big party tonight. I'd like for you to come.
Hey, all right.
All right. There is one thing, though.
Sure anything. Name it.
If you want to come, you got to bring Shirley.
Marvin! Come here, Marvin! It's going to be a great party, man.
Shoot. I went out with his ugly sister last week.
Hey, well, how did it go?
Great. I pick her up at 7:30.
Fantastic. Oh, by the way, what's her name?
Huh?
Oh, where she live? Huh?
Surely you got the phone number. There's gotta be somebody who would take Shirley to my party. Oh, there's your brother Dewey.
Hey, rerun. Let's go.
I'll be right there. Yeah. He just got back in town this morning.
Parole?
I'm surprised at you, Raj. You're just like everybody else. Always suspicious of him. It happens he was out of town on business.
Hey, rerun, you were supposed to meet me at noon.
What time is it now?
10 after, man.
Hey, Shirley, now come on, aren't you coming to my party tonight? You know, I mean, everybody won't have a date.
I'm just particular. You know, I don't go out with just any guy who's after my body.
Well, look, if you change your mind, don't forget it's tonight at 8 o'clock, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Raj.
Now, let's see. That should be 3 bags of potato chips, 2 gallons of ice cream, 3 cans of punch, and a cake. Now, that should do it.
Don't forget rerun.
That's 7 bags of potato chips, 5 gallons of ice cream, 6 cans of punch, and 2 cakes.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, Dundee.
Oh, how is my famous writer?
Just fine, Mama.
Oh, Roger. Oh, this is the proudest moment of my life. Oh, you were born with a special gift. My baby.
Mama?
Yeah, baby.
My arms are getting numb.
I'm sorry, honey. Sorry.
I don't see what's so big about Roger's dumb story. I read it and it put me to sleep.
Honey, it's supposed to put you to sleep. It's a bedtime story.
But I read it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Then why did you read it?
Because you wrote it.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow, thank you, Dee.
Well, I'd do anything for a brother. And a quarter.
Oh, honey, she's just teasing you. Now, did you ask any of the friends to come to the party tonight?
Yeah, I asked Shirley, but she won't come because she can't get a date.
Well, can't you find a date for her?
Impossible. All the guys I know her.
Shirley might come?
She might.
Boy, who on earth do I know would take Shirley out?
The only way you could get somebody to take Shirley out is to pay him.
Dee, you are no help at all. Get somebody to pay him. That's not a bad idea, Dee. I think I will pay somebody to take her out.
Ooh, Mama isn't gonna like that.
Ooh, Mama better not find out about this.
Well, if Shirley's coming, it'll have to be 20 bags of potato chips, 60 gallons of ice cream.
Well, Mrs. Robinson, thank you. I'm so proud you were pleased with your escort. I must say the young man found you quite delightful, too. He wasn't the least bit uncomfortable with the age difference. Yes, he found them in the car. Now, will you be coming to pick them up, or shall we send your dentures to you? Fine. They'll be in the morning mail. Watch your fingers. Bye. Young man, may I help you?
Yes, I want a handsome escort.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, no, not for me. It's for a friend of mine. Her name is Shirley Wilson.
Oh. Well, that's a horse of a different color.
Oh, no, she's black, too.
All right, so what do you want me to do?
Well, take this friend of mine to Roger's party tonight.
Oh, yeah? Which friend?
Shirley. It's just a little favor.
The waitress?
All right, so it's a big favor.
All right, what's in it for me?
I'll tell my friends what a great guy you are.
Yes.
I'll tell the family what a great brother you are.
So what?
I'll tell the cops I haven't seen you.
You got it, man.
So what's the problem?
Well, the usual practice is for the young lady to call or to come here in person.
Yeah, I know, but see, I want this to be a surprise.
A surprise?
Yeah. I want the escort to go down to the soda shop and pretend he's falling madly in love with Shirley and bring it to my party tonight.
Well, if it's all right with the escort, it's all right with me.
Good.
Now, can you afford to pay our fee?
Are you kidding? Have you ever read Mr. Beaver Builds a Dam and Saves the Town of Gumdrop Falls?
No. I'm waiting for the movie.
Well, I happen to be the author, and I can assure you I can afford the fee. How much is it?
$35.
$35?
That's right.
Oh, come on. Can't you make it 15? I mean, look, after all, this is a party with free food and free drinks for this guy.
No, I'm afraid not. You see, I'm sending you Alan Evans, and he's one of our cutest.
Well, what do you give for one of your ugliest?
$35.
Well, what can you do?
Thanks, Shirley.
Something wrong with your hamburger, Dwayne?
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm just not very hungry.
Sure seems like a waste.
I know. Too bad we can't give some of this leftover food to the underprivileged.
Consider it done.
See you, Shirley.
Yes?
Well, hello there. Is anyone sitting here?
No, I don't think so.
Well, thank you.
I'll just move this dirty dishes out of the way here.
Yes.
What are you looking at?
I'm sorry. I was just kind of looking at your face. It's so different. Excuse me. What I mean is, my name is Alan Evans, and your name is?
Shirley.
Yeah, Shirley, of course. It's so devastating, so divine, so fantabulous. You see, Shirley, I'm new in town, and, well, I was just kind of looking for a little company this evening.
Who's all the two blocks up?
I'm sorry, I meant female company.
Massage parlor three blocks up.
You don't seem to understand, Shirley, why I think that you're the greatest gal that I've seen in a long, long time.
Funeral parlor four blocks up.
Shirley, really, this is no joke.
It isn't?
It certainly isn't. Why, you know, I'd like to take you out. Cheryl, I can't call you Cheryl, can't I?
Why not?
Listen, Cheryl, what sign are you?
I'm a Leo. Don't tell me. You're a Taurus.
What makes you think so?
All that bull.
No, Cheryl, unfortunately, I'm a Sagittarius.
Well, Sagittarius is the hunter.
Yes.
And Leo is the lion. Mm. And will the hunter try and capture this lion?
In his den.
Oh, Lord. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right, Cheryl. That's quite all right. I'll just run right over to the men's room and clean it right up. Don't go away, Cheryl. Don't you go away.
I'm not moving, Al.
Hello there, Foxy Mama. Hey, this is your lucky day. Dynamite Dewey's gonna take you out.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Let's sit down and get to know each other.
This table's taken. Let's sit over there at that table.
Shirley, pick up.
Don't move. Now, where were we?
Oh, right. Looky here, there's this righteous party going down tonight, and I want you to go with me.
A party? Tonight?
You got it.
Okay, Cheryl, I'm all ready. Can we continue?
Oh, excuse me, 1 minute. Dynamite, you come down?
Yes, yes, let's see, where were we? Oh, yes, of course. We was talking about taking you out this evening. Listen, there's this great party that I'd love to take you to, and...
Cheryl, help me take that dude's order so we can rap.
Come in!
Excuse me, Cheryl, is this gentleman here bothering you?
Take your hands off my girl.
I'm sorry, sir, your girl?
Your girl?
That's right, now back off!
Now, wait a minute, fellas! Look, I know I'm beautiful, but that's enough for me to go around.
Well, maybe we ought to settle this outside.
Yes, maybe we should, and quickly, because I have a party to go to tonight. Excuse me a second. Yeah. Listen, sucker, I'm getting $35 to take the broad out.
Hey, man, take your hand off my back.
What? What?
Hey, look, my brother, man, asked me to take...
We'll be right with you, Cheryl.
I don't care about your deal. The man is coming down.
Just hold it, hold it. I'm not going to any party with either one of you tonight.
You mean to tell me I wasted my whole afternoon?
Hey, but wait a second. I thought you were going to go out with...
But don't be strangers. Who knows? Another time, another place.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow, Alan?
Yes.
On Monday, do it?
No, yeah.
Tuesday, Alan. Wednesday, do it? And on the seventh day, this child got a rest.
Gloria.
Thank you, Raj.
I'm really at my best when I'm with somebody who can really do it.
How'd you like Raj's dancing?
Oh, it's great for the carpet. His feet never touch it. Miss Thomas, do you think I can help you?
Oh, yes, honey. Thank you.
So I'm not Fred Astaire.
You're not even Fred Flintstone.
What's happening?
Leroy.
Everybody, this is Priscilla.
Aren't you pretty?
Thank you.
I think you better grab a bite to eat before it's all gone.
Oh, there'll be plenty of food. Shirley's not coming.
Shirley's not coming?
Oh, I guess not, Mama.
It's her own fault, too. My brother Dewey did me a favor and asked her out, and she turned him down.
What?
Leroy, that's a nice thing you did.
Well, it didn't do any good.
No?
At least it didn't cost you anything.
Enough, Dee.
What do you mean?
Raj paid someone to take Shirley out.
What?
Well, Mama, I felt sorry for her, so I went to this escort service and I got a guy to ask her out. But I guess you turned him down, too, and it cost me my whole $35 check.
Oh, you spent your whole check? Now you're gonna get it. Give it to him, Mama.
Oh, be quiet, Dee. Roger, oh, I'm really proud of you.
It was my idea, Mama.
What's happening?
Well, hello, Dwayne.
Hello, Miss Thomas. You know Shirley. My date.
I sure do. Shirley, you look lovely.
You certainly do.
Thank you.
Hey, Cheryl, let's check out the buffet.
Okay, and the food, too.
Oh, no, thank you.
Hey, what happened with your big date with Maxine?
Oh, well, you see,
Did she break the date with you?
Yeah, she broke it this afternoon. Luckily, Shirley was free, or else I wouldn't have anybody to come with.
Well, why would she do that?
I don't care. Maxine was too pretty anyway. I never expected her to say yes in the first place.
Entree.
Maxine.
Sick, huh? Nobody breaks a date with me.
You all wet. So you broke the date with her so you could bring Shirley here tonight?
Yeah.
Here, Duane, I think you might need this.
Thank you, Miss Thomas.
You know, you three are about the nicest young men in the world.
This is true.
Hey, Duane, you're my date. Aren't you gonna dance with me?
Sure, Shirley. Excuse me, I'm gonna dance with my date.
You know, Roger, I want you to know this is the proudest day of my life.
Oh, thank you, Mama. I'm really proud of you, too. And that was a great party you gave me. All the kids loved it.
Yeah, but none of them wore these dumb hats.
Hey, what do you mean, dumb hats?
Hey. How do I look?
Just fantastic.
Fantastic?
That's right.
You mean fan-tacky. With this hat on top of my body, I look like Mount Everest.
Wait a minute. Uh-huh. How about me?
You look like a pencil. Oh, wait a minute.
What, Mama?
Let's not waste all the hats and decorations.
Da, da, da. What's that?
A piece of ancient history called the Lindy. May I have this dance, Mr. Thomas?
Certainly, Mrs. Thomas.